such a huge pay gap here between the food service workers at Donald Gordon versus other other workers doing the same work within the university. Why would there be such a huge pay gap?
So years ago, the Donald Gordon Center was ran by a private person who ran the facility part, cleaning and all that. And they weren't unionized staff, and pays went different scales. It was ran by who you were and not run how most businesses would be run for over 30 years. About 8 years ago, that person retired, and it became under our scope. So because they were a different entity than the main campus, we had to negotiate. They wanted a separate contract. So we tried to merge all the wages then. So that was probably 6 years ago. And since then, we've been fighting to make them comparable to the main campus and saying, same work, same employer, doesn't matter if it's Sodexo, who was the last one, or Aramark, who's taken over the contract. Same employer, same job. They don't see it that way. I've been at the table with this group for over a year. We did bargain with the other group, and we did receive some great success. We thought it would carry on to this group. We went to the table a month and a half ago, again with this group, and we gave them a reasonable offer to bring the wages more in line with each other, and they refused it. Actually, they insulted me because I'm a cleaner on main campus, and they said there's differences in cleaning. And to me, a cleaner's a cleaner, a dishwasher's a dishwasher, a cook's a cook. And what we are trying to do is level that playing field. And what's harder is these people right now are Donald Gordon Center. There's job fairs for main campus. So these people are helping people at the job fair apply for the same work that they have, the same employer, at a much higher rate of pay. It's almost a slap in the face.
Well, absolutely.
And it's not fair.
Yeah.
And the university has always been, for over 30 years now, saying our hands are clean because it's a contractor that runs it. The university is the employer. The university employs these companies. They have as much push and say as I do, if not more. And I am tired of the university because I fight this on the other side, on the main campus, because we have the same pay discrepancy in cleaning. We have a tiered system. It's $6 almost a difference in the pay gap. And they always now say that's market value, not even Kingston's living wage. And how can a university advertise that they're a global leader in sustainability and poverty when they can't look after their own house? Then I have people making poverty at all levels in basic. And Donald Gordon is a prime example that we've been at the table far too long. We do have a conciliation day, August 17th. And if there's no movement, this small group, which was maybe 60 people before COVID, there now is only a staff of 33. Some of them are brand new staff. Some of them are immigrants, brand new to Canada. But we had a good turnout, and they voted yes. Because even those people see that it's not right.
So where we sit now, 96% a resounding strike vote. But they're basically, what's going to be going on between now and the 17th in terms of negotiations?
So between now and the 17th, I mean, me and my partner on the negotiating team, we have a plan. There's no meetings scheduled to the 17th. We are certainly preparing ourselves in case there's a strike. I can tell you that my local is very well prepared, and that is what we're doing between now and August 17th. We will be ready if talks break down on the 17th, and do not go anywhere. We're always ready to sit at the table, but we will also be ready if talks do break down that early September, we would be in a strike position if talks broke down in August. And our members are willing to put everything on the line, even though it was our members that probably took the biggest hit. The Donald Gordon Center membership took the biggest hit of the COVID layoff because they were the ones that were laid off most of COVID and only started getting recalled in September. And they still do not get full-time hours, a lot of them. It's sporadic hours.
Wow. Okay. In light of all of this, what is it you hope to see from Aramark?
We hope for the same respect as main campus workers. We are hoping to bridge that gap and make it a lot more fair system that they're, you know, a dishwasher is not making $15.42. Compared to someone that's got their full-time hours in down on main campus making 21. It cannot be that big of a wage difference, especially with the same employer doing the same work, really. It's washing dishes. It is washing dishes. And the Donald Gordon Center, as far as I'm concerned, because I've been at the university for over 30 years, is where they host their high-end clientele. They want, you know, great staff, good service. Well, again, these people, a lot of them have a lot of years in and have been providing that service for their high-end. And they deserve the same respect as what we won for the members on main campus, which the deal there ended up 8% over 3 years. To already their base wages. And all that we're asking is for the exact same, but we need those base wages brought up. And then the percents on top. But we need to be at least closer than $6. That's a slap in the face, and my members will not accept it this round. They know it's not right.
And to be clear, this is all food and hospitality services. So you mentioned cleaners, dishwashers, basically.
In the food and hospitality. And I guess that's the hardest part. And a lot of people find it hard to understand. So I represent also the trades and maintenance on campus. And then I also, and our local is also still tied to all food services. And as the president and my executive, we represent all food services too. They're just different units, and they have vice presidents who report to me, and they're still all under our local. So it's a very complicated system, but we're all one local, and we do support each other.
But in terms of, you know, what you're asking for here with regards to the pay gaps, this is affecting basically everyone in food and hospitality on at Donald Gordon Center, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
It does reflect every person in that group.
Okay, excellent. Well, Sherry, thank you very much for speaking with me.